All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner, even though we were going to call it Uncanny Valley, but this is a little different. This isn't a Daz 3D game or anything like that. This is different. This is Our Red String by Eva Kiss. She's actually, yes, a woman. Women make these games too, guys, so I kind of want you to know that, and as we've seen, some women can be really crazy and sadistic when it comes to sex. So I wonder what this one's going to be like. Also, you can support the game on Patreon, and there's a Discord. And guess what? The game is completely finished. This is the epilogue. So this game is done. You can get it on itch.io. I think it's on Steam and maybe some other platforms. But let's go ahead and get started. Easy mode. Start the game with a boost to your stats. A mode for those who want to focus on the story without worrying too much about game mechanics. Story mode. The way the game is meant to be experienced. The ideal mode for a first playthrough. Cheat mode. Start the game with skills maxed out. We'll go with story mode.
Or cheat mode sounds fun.
Cheat mode is for like later. Press the H key to hide the text box. Press control to skip through the text. I think I'm calling it a night. What? Really? Yeah, should have stayed home. I'm really not in the mood tonight. Come on, man. That's exactly why you need this. You have to cheer up, dude. I know. Some other night, maybe. Say goodbye to the others for me. Blazer Nightclub. Fuck. It's definitely not my night. I walked past some people that flocked at the entrance of the club. I just wanted to get home. Perry and the girls would probably get mad at me for leaving like this, but I can't stand this anymore. I thought alcohol, crowds, and loud music would make me feel better and forget. Instead, they had buried me even deeper in that pit of despair that I've been trying to crawl out of. That miserable and loathsome hell so often visited by the brokenhearted. This is pathetic. I wanted to just punch myself, whatever it took to get over what happened. To get over Gillian.
Gillian.
As I turned the corner, wallowing in my self-pity, a quiet scene caught my eye. A lone girl was sitting on the sidewalk, and she seemed to be in very low spirits.
All by herself.
Her shiny dark hair contrasted with her pale long legs. She had her arms wrapped around them, and... was she crying? I couldn't take my eyes off her as I walked past. I knew whatever was troubling her wasn't my business, but... whatever the reason, I couldn't ignore her. Something had frozen in place, a chance waiting to happen. I don't know if it was the alcohol or a genuine feeling of empathy for another suffering soul, but I mustered up the courage to retrace my steps, determined to talk to her. Offer help, cheer her up, or she's so hot.
Cheer her up.
Hey, rough night? Her eyes met mine for a brief moment that seemed suspended in time. Then she wiped off her tears. Yeah. That makes two of us then. I don't mean to bother you, but I thought maybe you could use someone to talk to. It usually helps. It does.
Sodomy much?
Four basic attributes in the game, which determines your overall intelligence and creativity, awareness, and logical thinking. Charisma is social skills, charm, and ability to convince others and bring them to your side. Athletics is a measure of your physical skill, such as strength, resistance, and overall fitness. Lust is a measure of your sexual desire and your willingness and ability to act on it. Certain actions and choices will give you experience points related to one of these basic attributes. Earn enough of them and you will level up. The higher your attributes get, the more experience points you'll need to level them up. There are two additional attributes that can't be leveled up, and skill points are instead spent to gain advantages, certain advantages. Money is the value for your spending power and is used to pay for basic commodities and other items. Will allows you to access options outside the domain of your skills or unlock special choices and events.
All right.
Did something bad happen? No. I mean, yes, but it's nothing really serious. It seems serious to you. It's just, I fought with my boyfriend, again. I see. Was it bad? No, well, the usual bad. It's so many small things piling one over the other. It gets unbearable sometimes. Some choices and dialogue options are only available if your attributes meet a certain level, mind you. Not all attributes are useful in the same situation. Relationships are complicated. Some people just don't work together. Or I'm sorry to hear that. We can't use that.
sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Jeez, I'm sorry. I'm here telling you my stupid sob story. No, don't be. It was me who asked. I don't mind listening. I just wish I could say something helpful. Don't worry, it's complicated. Yeah, I know too well. Anyway, as long as the good stuff outweighs the bad, I guess it's okay, isn't it? I hate to say it, but sometimes I doubt that. Are you thinking about breaking up with him? I don't know, I don't know if I can. What made you so afraid? Honestly, I'm not really sure. Sometimes life gets heavy. I know I should be thankful for so many things, but at the same time, it feels like a very big burden.
Very big.
I don't know, it makes me feel so overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
That's right. It's like constantly trying to stay afloat while the tides of life smother you.
Smothered.
One after another, and they never stop coming, crashing down on you.
Coming down.
I smiled at her. What you said, what you just said was beautiful. Sad, but beautiful.
Beautiful and sad.
Thanks. For the first time, I saw the hint of a smile appear on her lips. They were so beautiful in those piercing, vibrant blue eyes.
That one eye.
A car pulled over in the corner and honked, getting our attention. That's him. Your boyfriend? Yeah, I have to go. But do you want to? Yes, I feel better now. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Ian, I'm Lena.
It's gross.
Her boyfriend honked again, impatient. Gotta go. Have a good night and thanks again. Don't mention it. I watched as she got into the car and they drove away. Lena. Our red string.
That red string, that time of the
By
month.
Eva Kiss.
Pull that string and it's a bloody mess.
Chapter 1, Two Sides of the Coin. It was another tedious morning at the office. Click here to bring up the menu. This is the quick menu. Click on stats to get a quick view of your attributes. I got $2, one strength, or one whatever that is. And then of course you have wits, charisma, muscle, lust, money, and special, like the god abilities.
Never had to feel that. It's always on full.
When I got this internship at a literary magazine, I'd been so excited. Finally, I take my first step into the publishing world. I know what that's like, mate. Budget. Monthly income plus +3. Agenda. Stats. Save. We're not doing that. Load. Settings. We're good on that. Main menu, Patreon, and the gallery. That's all we need. When I got this internship... Okay, yeah, we did that already. In the end, it turned out to be anything but exciting. I spent most of my time taking care of administrative tasks and other boring stuff. Sending emails, arranging events, reviewing applications for advertisements. Sometimes I got the chance of reviewing a book and writing an article about it, but... That sucked, too. I want everybody's attention. The ones who submitted the book reviews this morning, come here, please. The other interns and I gathered around the boss. You called? Oh yes, Holly. Come here, dear. So I took a look at the reviews this morning. Let's see. Who was assigned to review Fangs on My Neck? Oh right, Ian, of course. I looked at Minerva and held in a sigh. I knew what was coming. On some occasions, you'll need to make choices under pressure. Pick your answer before the timer runs out. Did I do something wrong? So what's the problem this time?
Do something right.
I decided to face it head on. So what's the problem this time? Minerva gave me a stern and disgusted look.
It's because you should have said, what's wrong?
Oh, you cannot do that. You can't go back. Wow.
Yeah.
Your choices can affect your relationship with other characters. Some dialogue options are dependent on your friendship or lack thereof with a particular character. So you are aware there is a problem. I know there's always one. And you should try to do a better job and take these reviews more seriously. bitch. I am. You don't know how hard I write these fucking reviews.
And there's your critiques. And you're a bitch.
She held up a paper and read an excerpt from my review out loud. McDonald's straightforward and uncomplicated style doesn't detract from enjoyment one can get from this lighthearted story.
Lighthearted.
Do you think that's okay? I don't see a problem with it. It's an opinion piece, and I'm not saying anything that's not true. And I was told by my fucking boss at FUA that if it's an opinion piece, it doesn't matter if it's true. It's just, it's your opinion. It's literally your opinion.
I'd like to kitty fuck some happiness again.
Well, you're just an intern. Nobody's concerned about your opinion. Yeah, but if you're giving me an opinion piece, then I can write my opinion.
That is the whole point of
an opinion piece. That's literally, we call them think pieces. I just had a think piece published in FUA Novel. It's about reading Japanese visual novels with AI that can't be, you know, the ones that are still in Japanese that they don't translate. Well, we can use AI, like, we can take a speech and we can put it from one language to another.
Yeah.
We can also take Japanese and make it English.
So
I'm like, what's wrong with that? I would rather play some of these games in English that I'll never get to play in English and then have to wait on people. So you need to write an analysis, not an opinion. What? Then why call it an opinion piece? Well, that's my analysis. Minerva scoffed as she looked at me and then back at the paper. You're here to learn, so use this chance I'm providing, will you? McDowell's elegant and swift prose gives the reader a story bursting with passion that they'll get hooked on. Okay, I see what her issue is. He's too purple. You know what purple prose is?
Nope.
Purple prose is when you make shit more flowery than it fucking needs to
be.
It's basically... Because, I mean, she is saying elegant and swift prose gives the reader a story bursting with passion. That's fine. That's descriptive. That they'll get hooked on. He was going into fucking full, like, college-level thesis-style detail. People get bored as shit reading that.
You want to be expressive.
You want to be expressive, but you want to, you know...
Entertaining.
Well, not just entertaining. You want to you want to make things simple for people. People are like, okay, I don't want a million adjectives. I just want, you know... From somebody that's written reviews for 10 years, I understand exactly what this is. How about that way of phrasing it? And she's right. You're going to agree with her. I came up with that in 3 seconds. It's not hard. I understand where she's coming from, lady. I get you. That sounds better. Yeah. Sure, that sounds better. Yeah. All right. Keep in mind what I told you and fix the review for Friday, okay?
Yeah.
All she's gotta say is make it more readable. Will do.
Well, she's a woman. She ain't gonna just say it like that.
I've worked for women bosses that have literally told me that before, so...
I've seen them. They look like dudes.
I mean, that's fine, but they still know what they're doing. It was frustrating sucking up to her, but at least she seemed pleased when I did. Let's see this one. Oh, yes, Holly. Great job as always. I have nothing to say about your review. It's the best of the bunch. Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you working with us. Anyway, that's all I had to discuss. The ones that don't have another review assigned will get one soon. Other than that, keep working. The thing is, when you're writing a review, you don't want to become a poet. If you become a poet, people are like, okay, is this more about the... Remember, when you're writing a review on something, you're promoting it.
Yeah.
So, it's about two things. It's like, is this about you? Is this about you're promoting the piece? Or is this, look how good of a writer I am? Because think about it, man. When you're reading a game review or something, and you want to know what the game is like, right? You don't want somebody to show how good they can write. I don't care how good you can write. I just want to know if the piece is... If the game is worth spending my money on, that's what I want to know.
Boy, I got some new games.
I've got several. They keep popping up. The more games that appear, the more I buy and the less time I have. But I'm going to be playing System Shock.
Yeah.
System Shock Remake came out. I'm going to play as the chick this time. So I'm curious. I played the story as the dude, and of course it's a whole new overhauled game. They overhauled the whole damn game. So, I'm kind of curious how it'll be. For fuck's sake, she was a total bitch. Yeah, but she was right. Yes. She's quite tough with you, isn't she? So you see it too? I've been thinking she might have something personal against me, to be honest. I think she disliked me from the day I set foot in this office. If it's any consolation, I think what you wrote is true. I'm not trying to badmouth her, but Miss McDollinger isn't the great when it comes to writing. Oh, hold on. Hold on a minute.
Holly.
I think Holly might actually be right here. So what he was saying basically is that McDollinger wasn't the greatest of a writer. However, when she came in, she changed it to praising him. So it automatically just erases what he thought of the guy. That I can't do. So if I'm told to write something and I'm like, okay, I don't like this, here's why it sucks. Well, and my person says to me, or, you know, person above says, no, you need to talk about why this is great. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know, you wouldn't make it in any news industry out at this moment because all of them are objectively left.
Subjectively,
yes, correct.
If it was objectively, it'd be fucking great. But we don't know what objective means anymore in media these days. Ah, finally, someone's on my page. I'm sure Minerva thinks so too, but she just wants you to write the review in a praising way. Which is really stupid. That's basically saying, oh, I love this record so... Although I found the record to be rather trashy, I think that most people will find it a wonderful listen.
The whore was trashy, but she could suck the chrome off of 57 shit.
I thought it was absolutely terrible. I'm sure that audiences will be overjoyed. That doesn't make any sense, and it also is discourteous to the reader.
You don't learn to suck cock that good without getting a couple scabs.
I try, but some things are just lies, and I feel stupid writing them. Exactly. I would never. I'd quit. I would fucking quit because I'd be like, you know what? I'm sorry. I cannot write a praising piece for something that I don't agree with. Well, I think it's pretty cool that you write what you really think. Even if I get into trouble every time, you stand for your ideas, and that's very noble. Well, thank you. Oh, it's nothing. I wish the boss would like me half as much as she likes you. Her demeanor changes completely when she addresses you. Well, I guess she likes having an up-and-coming writer at the office. Man, I've learned all kinds of different bicep exercises. Arm exercises, man. I've done a lot of different ones. I say you're more than just an up-and-coming writer at this point. I wouldn't go that far. Holly had won the last edition of that literary contest I was aiming for and got her book published. It was a big hit. She managed to get quite a big following and was about to publish her second book, all in just 1 year. Oh, come on, you're killing it. What I wouldn't give to be in your shoes. I guess I've been lucky. I'm planning to enter this year's contest, though having my book published really feels like a dream right now. I need to write it first.
Speaking of killing, you want to go in a dark alley with me later?
And I seem to be having problems writing a dumb review. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Say, would you like me to help you with rewriting the review? It shouldn't take too much effort. You do that? Yeah, tomorrow I have an appointment with my publisher, but I could help you during lunch break this Friday. That way we could go over the review before you submit it to Minerva. Sure, that sounds great. Thanks, Holly. It's nothing. Well then, I'm off too. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Give her the one eye.
Another day wasted at the office. I wish I could spend my time working on my own projects. I had to finish my internship, though, and that was my only source of income other than what my parents sent me each month. Mm-hmm. At 26 years of age, I still had to depend on my parents to get by, not something I could feel proud of. It was hard not feeling defeated, but I refused to lose hope, tempting as it was. There's always the promise of tomorrow.
Like my room back in the day.
Man, it looks, yeah, nice. After a short walk, I walked up the stairs and opened the door to my apartment. Yep. Just a game console, nothing else. It's all you need.
And a TV to play it on.
Well, yeah. But see, that game console was also a DVD player.
And
so.
Toilet paper for the toilet.
Well, no, that's all
maybe,
you need.
Maybe, some snacks of some sort.
Got a book of magic or something. I left my roommate know I had arrived as I walked into the living room. Hey, dude.
Hey, you guys. Look at my man bun. Ain't it cool?
When you meet a character, they'll be registered in the agenda. You can look up their bio and track your relationship with them, accessing it through the menu.
He looks actively
What's up, Brian? Perry told me to drop by and have a beer. Cool to see you, man. We rarely get to hang out together these days.
Were you, you know, army? No, these dog tags were cool. They're like a dollar a piece.
I'm kind of busy looking for a job and all that. You still have that unemployment check, right? Yeah, but it expires soon, so I should find something to do. Hear that, Perry? Why don't you follow his example? Shut up, man. Not that again. You're living at my place, so don't complain. At your parents' place. My family's place, so what? I'm still providing you with a roof over your head. Well, yeah, and I'm paying for it. Just give me a beer and get off my back. He threw me a can, and I caught it, took a seat, cracked it open, and took a sip. Ah. It's you who got on my back to begin with. Yeah, whatever. So wait, how are things with Cindy? It's going well. She's on her way, in fact. She should be at the door any time. Oh, cool. We get to see her, too. Wade, same as Perry, was an old high school friend. We used to hang out a lot back
so
then.
So Wade the one with the man bud?
No, that's Wade, that's Perry. But that's he devoted less time to us since he started dating Cindy. Especially after moving in together.
Oh, Perry, looking for a man to marry.
They've been sharing an apartment for 6 months now. And in these 6 months, I could count on the fingers of one hand how many times Wade had agreed to meet with us. If you look up Soy in the dictionary, it's that guy. The doorbell rang that instant as Wade had predicted. Here she is. Open the door for Ian. Man, I just sat down. Must I really do everything?
Ian,
I just handed you a beer, dude, without getting your ass off the chair. I got up as I complained since I knew it was a lost battle. Perry was as stubborn as an ox and as lazy. I wasn't convincing him to get up. Wade didn't seem eager to get his ass off the chair either. They really weren't birds of a feather.
She's catty.
Coming, how impatient.
Fix my man bun up.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, how's it going? Same old. Come on in. Hey, guys. Hey, babe. Cindy greeted her boyfriend with a kiss and sat next to him.
Boy,
is there a beer for me?
Like potpourri and
sure, grab one or you can bring your own beers sometime.
sure, grab one this time.
Sure, grab one. Thank you. Cindy had no qualms in asking for beer or anything else. Too bad she rarely offered one herself. But just one, okay? Don't be cheap, it's just beer. But I bought these. Sure, I'll just have one. Okay, it's just you should ask me, not Ian. I didn't ask him directly, he just offered it to me. Perry looked at me. That's true. Leave me alone, man. It's just one beer, as she said.
It is craft.
I handed a beer to Cindy. Yeah, I know. And she joined us. Cheers. You look cheerful. Did something good happen?
I can't even afford a haircut with this man bun.
Not really. You know I'm a cheerful person. Cindy's attitude surely was a stark contrast to Wade's, who lately had been showcasing the energy level of a depressed maggot. It was like he had grown way too quickly. I hoped I wasn't on my way to becoming like him. Though all things considered, I wish my life was more like Wade's. He didn't have a stable job right now, but having such a damn beautiful girlfriend surely made up for it.
Yeah.
A whole year had gone by since my last relationship. A whole year without Gillian. What's with that absorbed look on your face, Ian? Nothing. I was just thinking about stuff.
Masturbate.
You're always worrying too much about stuff, dude. What are you worried about, that book you were trying to write? Oh, that. How's it going? It's a long way from being finished. I'd say I've barely gotten started. So no publication date in sight? If I'm being realistic, that probably will never happen. What about the literary contest you told me about? If you win, you get your book published, right? Yeah, but winning it would be a miracle. Besides, I need to finish the book first. Sounds like a lot of trouble for something you're probably never gonna get. At least he's not giving up on his dream. Hey, I have dreams too. I'm talking about serious dreams. Your obsession with that video game can't be considered one. I'll let you know that pro players can earn a shitload of money. Well, yeah, but you're not a pro player. Nope, but that's why it's my dream, haha. By the way, guys, I talked with Emma, and she said we would go to the fortress this Friday. It's been a while since we saw her. I'm in. What about you, Wade? I don't know, man. I want to practice for the Virtual Fighter X tournament that's coming up. Oh, come on, man. You can't train. You can train for that any other time of day. Unsurprisingly, Cindy made the choice for him. We'll be there. Really? Yeah, I feel like going out. We're staying at home way too much lately. Okay, sure, we can go for a while. Awesome. We finished our beers as we continued to chat for a while until Wade and Cindy finally decided to leave. They left early. It's Wednesday. I think they left at a reasonable hour. Considering we barely see Wade anymore, he could have stayed longer. You know what he's like now. If it weren't for Cindy, we wouldn't be seeing him. We wouldn't be even seeing him on Friday. Cindy can be a bit overbearing, but Wade's a lucky bastard. What would I give to be in a relationship? Really, you're not putting too much effort into that.
Cause she doesn't have a cock.
Perry looked at me. What about you? What about me? How do I put this? Have you, you know, slammed some pussy lately?
Pussy. Suffering succotash.
What's up? You're spitting on me. What's up with that?
Sorry.
That out of the blue. I'm worried about you, man. You still haven't dated anyone after Gillian, right? Gillian, I hated hearing that name. Still what? Made my guts wrench.
That's what he says on date night. It's a dick.
Refuse to answer, or I haven't dated anyone new. No, I haven't dated anyone new yet. I haven't been in the mood for that. You haven't been in the mood for a whole year? I just haven't met anyone interesting. I gave dating apps a try for a while, but that sucked. So you're waiting for the right good girl to show up? Is that it? I don't know. I need to focus on other stuff right now, like that contest and setting up my life straight. I think you should do the same, by the way. Again with that. And here I was trying to cheer you up. Sure, I'm going to my room.
Cheer you up.
Good night. Whoa!
If we read it different.
See?
Sounds like he's not such a lame ass. It's a G girl. Oh, yeah. He loves the D dick.
So apparently,
bun.
There's a band called Wool.
Wool?
But it looks like Tool.
It looks like Tool.
And it's Wool,
but
though.
But they're into sheep.
Yeah.
Heavy into sheep. We're talking.
That sounds like something Maynard would do. Come in with a bunch of sheep. We're a wool.
Sheep go to heaven.
I took off.
Goats go to hell. Da. I think Kate did that.
I took off my hoodie and threw it on the bed. I haven't listened to a lot of them. That Perry is way too noisy.
You're a couple decades behind. You can watch them anytime.
I need to go. Get their stuff. I haven't listened to Cake. All I know is like The Distance and that one song where you're never ever there.
The distance.
Yeah, see, that song was
we're
really
going
good.
For speed.
I mean, that's a good one.
Every date night, that's what I'd say. I'm going for speed.
I should do something to clear my head. All right, well, while you're doing that, because we're not going to jerk off,
well, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that an option?
Yes, that's an option.
Well, why not?
Oh, God. I decided jerking off was a good idea. It's one of the best ways to relax, after all.
Get the baby batter after marrying.
Skill up. I sat in front of the computer and browsed for some porn.
Oh, it looks like these.
Well, I don't want to watch something that's... After finding a video that suited my mood, I unzipped my pants and greeted my schlong. All right. I began getting into it as I watched the scene play out. The girl seemed to be having the time of her life while being spit roasted. Come on, bitch! Come on, bitch, get into it! Come on, bitch! She was so hot and beautiful, but for some reason I just couldn't get myself into the right mood. Come on, slap that ass! Slap that ass! Something was off. The girl in the video, she was a redhead, same as Gillian. It had already been a year since we broke up. The girl in the porn was a redhead. And now I'm worried about my girlfriend. My ex. We're not together anymore. Fuck that whore. Don't want to see you anymore, Gillian. That's all I got. Worst year of my life, probably, or any of the many that followed. I knew I shouldn't do it, but I took out my phone and searched for that picture. Parents didn't name you Jillian, but I took out my willy and did the thing. Our last photo together. Oh, wow, she had green eyes too. Look, there is not on my profile picture for my fucking channel. There's not a woman with green hair and red. It's not a great green hair, green eyes and red hair. Complete man. What the fuck? Okay.
What?
4 years we'd spent together. 4 years next to the girl I thought was the love of my life. Four years that ended up in the trash, along with my feelings, my self-esteem, and my trust.
My trust.
Fuck.
He's back.
I put the phone away. I was only hurting myself looking at that picture. Oh, I've been hoping that wound would have stopped hurting after a whole year, but it still ached.
Been humping that wound.
It still weighed on me more than it should. I probably should be listening to the wool now.
Oh, the wool.
Wednesday. Now we're Thursday, April, week for one.
Week one.
I tried rewriting the damn review during work the next morning.
Next fucking morning.
And that's where we're going to stop. Alright, so this one, I mean, it's okay. I'm sure it gets better, and of course there's a lot of choices you can make in it.
Like jerking off.
Like jerking off, to be absolutely honest. That's surprising.
Look at that.
That was rather pathetic, I think.
It does the same things we do all the time.
Right. It was like, man, I don't want to have to watch something that's literally like...
I think in movies, they don't write enough movies about me, but here they are.
That's ridiculous. All right, so, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with another great adult game. Remember, this game is called Our Red String. You can get it on itch.io. It is completed. There is an epilogue. It's all finished. And she's working on another game, so check that out. There's also a Patreon if you want to support that. And Steam, I believe this game is on as well. So go ahead and pick it up if this is your thing. And we'll see you next time. I am out of here.
Later.